Public attitudes on immigration, multiculturalism, discrimination and belonging are put under the microscope in the annual Mapping Social Cohesion report released today. The report produced by Monash University, the Australian Multicultural Foundation and Scanlon Foundation uses results from a sample of people from across Australia with quotas to ensure representation from each state and both from urban and remote areas. I spoke with report author Andrew Marcus and asked what this year's report says about Australian society.
In the current environment, there's expectation that we would produce some strong negative findings. You know, unemployment's gone up to 6%. In rural areas, we've got drought in many parts of the country. That's the sort of approach I had anyway before I saw the data. And what the data actually showed is that in a number of areas, things are trending more positive than negative.
What kind of attitudes does that reflect?
Very high levels of acceptance of multiculturalism. We have a statement in the surveys which says to people, has multiculturalism been good for Australia or not? And 86% of people say, yes, it has been good for Australia. So that's an amazing number. And it's the sort of number that we've also got in the previous surveys. With regard to immigration, the proportion of people who think immigration is too high, it's 35%, and 60% think that it's about right or too low. So that, again, is a bit surprising because in past years, when there have been concerns about the economy, concerns about directions for Australian society, by a large majority people have said, we've got too many immigrants. And yet in 2015, it's only 35%.
Are there any areas that are more strongly accepting of multiculturalism versus others?
Yes, in general, the major cities are more accepting than regional centres or country areas. It's also the case that Melbourne and Canberra have the highest levels of endorsement of cultural diversity. On most indicators, Brisbane and Perth at the lower end of the scale, with Adelaide and Sydney in between.
Do you have data that you collect that explains why people from the country aren't quite as accepting as from the city?
No, I think we have to join the dots and look at what are some of the important demographic predictors of acceptance of diversity. One of the factors in rural areas is that the population tends to be, compared to the cities, you know, a more elderly population. It's also the fact that often people have had lower opportunities for broad education. People may not be as affluent. So these are important indicators, and they more speak to aspects of urban experience, more a city demographic than a rural demographic.
And now you've collected that data, who uses this?
It provides a knowledge base for anyone who's interested in discussing immigration issues and cultural diversity. Some people are pretty head up about these issues. And people have said to me, well, how do you know that there's that high level of multiculturalism? It's not my experience. So it's very important to be able to put reliable, factual data into some of these debates. The issues also discussed with people in government on a broad range of findings. People in government just in attitudes to immigration, asylum seeker issues. So these issues, I think, certainly are consulted. It doesn't mean to say that it necessarily influences government, but they're discussed with government at a senior level.
Andrew Marcus, Research Professor, Faculty of Arts at Monash University.